Homeschooling. Day 2. Story time. Performed by Kevin Bohan.
An excellent way to end each day of homeschooling is with story time. Get the children to sit together, yada, 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 yada. The teachers really need to go to college for 4 years to learn this stuff. Fionn, Connor, come and sit on the mat now. Fionn, get down off that table. I said mat. Mat on the floor, not the table mat, and you know it. Connor, in here now. No, you're not sitting on the doormat. Why? Because you'll be sent flying when someone opens a door. What's that, Fionn? Who's going to open the door when no one's allowed to visit? Fionn, sometimes I think you're getting too smart for your own good. What now? Mammy lets you sit in the settee when she reads you a story. Well, Mammy's not the homeschool teacher, is she? Daddy is. And Daddy wants you to sit in the mat like you do at school when you obey your teacher. No teacher would expect a child to sit in a mat that hasn't been hoovered. Nor would Mammy. Leave that phone alone. Child Protection Services won't believe you if you tell them your dad expects you to live in filthy conditions. Okay, yesterday's potato peelings are under the cupboard still. Yes, a mouse who found himself under our dining table would have a great feed. But who threw his sausage and potato on the floor at lunchtime? It wasn't me, was it? What's that, Connor? I was the one who burnt the sausages to a cinder and served the potatoes raw. Has your teacher told you that all over the world there are children who go hungry because there's no food to eat? Fionn, what are you doing under the table? Listen, if I see Connor fall flat in his face again because you're after tying his shoelaces together, I shan't be pleased. Connor, take your hands away from your brother's throat now or I shall get very cross. Trying to see how long someone can survive without air is called attempted murder, not a science experiment. Now I want no more noise out of either. It's story time. Okay, sit anywhere. I don't care. Just sit down. No, I didn't say a bad word. It might have sounded like I was going to say a bad word, but I didn't. No, you don't need to tell Mammy about something Daddy didn't do. Now, I'm going to open the book and we'll look at all the lovely pictures together. Who did it? Who's after scribbling all over the book? What's that, Connor? Fionn did. Fionn, why did you do that? Because the boy in the book is allowed to go into space and you're not even allowed outside. And that's not fair. I know, but sure, he's a character in a storybook. You'd like to go and live in a storybook. A storybook where Mammy stays at home and Daddy doesn't homeschool. That's the most sensible thing you've said all day, Fionn. Why are you wriggling like that, Connor? I hope for your sake that that's not the burnt sausage and cold potato from the floor down your brother's back.
These pieces were recorded in May 2020. For more information about Green Curtain Theatre, please visit our website www.irishinlondontheatre.co.uk.